The excitement was definitely anticipated for me. It's a great deal of excitement for me to be back. You know, I'm glad to be back.
How important is it for you to contribute right away, seeing what the offense has done so far?
You know, it's definitely vital for me to come back and try to make as big of an impact as I can to try to help out the team in any way possible. We know that's a big deal to have that sense of urgency on offense to make some plays, and that's what I'm going to try to come back and help do.
How much do you think you can help this offense after what you've seen in the last 2 weeks?
I definitely think I could go out there and put my talent out there for the best of the use of the team, and hopefully go a long way with it. You know, I don't want to make it seem like it's just about me or anything like that. You know, we got a great offense. We got a bunch of great guys. I just want to be an extra unit, extra piece to the puzzle that help us put it all together.
Josh, do you feel, though, I mean, like a lot of pressure is on you more so than before? Because everybody's saying, when Josh gets back, everything's going to be good.
No, that's not really the case at all. You know, no pressure at all. I just go out there and play like I've been playing and, you know, the camaraderie of the team, make some big plays, and you know, hopefully everything gets back on track. And like I said to him, is, you know, it's not just about the team and not about me. It's about a team effort, you know, so it's a lot of guys got to put in work for it.
What were the last 2 weeks like for you?
Last 2 weeks, I mean, it was pretty quiet, you know, just, you know, patiently waiting. You know, not too much really going on.
Was it good for you to be around here, though? I know you couldn't practice, but was it good to be in the building and at least be around the guys?
It was definitely the best thing for me. I'm glad that, I'm not sure if that was a rule change this year, but it was a good thing to have that, you know, be able to work out in the facility, go to the meetings with the team, you know, stay in the same rhythm and the routine that everybody else goes through that you normally have. And so to not fall off too far, step back, you know, from where you've been. But it was a great benefit for me.
Some guys make mistakes and they don't seem to learn from them. What's going to make you different?
For the simple fact, I believe there's not too many chances really left out there. You know, for room for mistakes for me. You know, so it's either just get it right and that's it for me.
Did that really sink home, having to sit there and watch the games for 2 weeks on TV and not be out there with their teammates?
It definitely did. You know. The absence from it, you know, definitely touchy. It definitely makes you appreciate it definitely a whole lot more, you know. And especially in something situation like that, my time away from it, I went to the Boys and Girls Club, you know, and spent some time with the young kids, less fortunate inner city kids, 55th and Broadway, I believe. And, you know, just being around them really helps you humble yourself, come down to earth a little bit. You know, to see exactly how much of a blessing it is to really do what you do, you know, for a living. So.
Were those terms of reinstatement, or was that just voluntary, or why did you do that?
Just because I had some more free time, you know, that unlike these guys can't really do it. You know, they're really busy, hectic out there. I get a little bit more free time each day, leave a little bit earlier than they can, so I make that extra effort when I can to go out there and see them.
From a football standpoint, how tough was watching both those games and the offense struggle so much?
It was rough. It was definitely rough. You know, knowing how much work those guys put in, you know, during training camp, you know, I was there with them every bit of the way, you know, so it was definitely hard to see. But it's probably just one of those things, you know, when it clicks, you know, and when it doesn't, it's just kind of hard.
It's tough to play the what-if game, but if you were out there those first two games, do you think the results could have or would have been different?
I mean, I'd definitely try to do my best, you know, to change the outcome of the game any way I could to be a playmaker in a simple fact of that. But, you know, I definitely can't say it's for me. You know, the what-if game is a hard game to play with that. You know, I'm not sure.
What were you doing at the Boys and Girls Club? Were you involved in athletics, or what were you doing?
I just want to go around and talk to the kids, you know, see how they were doing, helping them with homework, just to be there as like a mental support.
How many times did you do it?
Both of these weeks I was out. So, like, each off day, they had two off days, so I went there twice.
When you're watching those games, are you thinking, I could have helped on this play? You know, are you breaking it down like that? If I'm running that route, or if I'm here, frees up Greg, or...
Okay. Well, yeah, in a sense, I definitely did look at that way, like, where I would normally be at, as to see how I would run it, as opposed to how they ran it, you know, or what I saw from, you know, the outside looking in, you know. I'm looking at it from a totally different point of view, you know, as a spectator now, it feels a whole lot different, you know, so Yeah, you're definitely right about that. You could see the differences in how you could have done something maybe better, or maybe the same, you know, and see how, like, that's just an honest mistake or that's a good play. So.
Was it different than you thought it was going to be, Josh, those, you know, not being able to play those two Sundays?
Was it different?
Yeah, then even maybe more impactful than you thought or whatever.
It was just as impactful as I thought it would be. You know, it was a huge hurt for me to not be able to play from the beginning, you know. So when it actually did, you know, transpire, I was just as upset as I was the first time I found out about the suspension. So.
Did any of those kids know you were suspended?
They did. They did.
Were
I told
rough
them.
On you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No?
Not at all. They're just happy to see me, you know. So we try to even step away from the football aspect of things and just focus on them.
How about around town, like when you see fans out or you eat lunch or something? Is it tough to have fans, hey, say, you know, talk to you about the suspension or that stuff? Did you get any grief on it?
I wouldn't say too much, not really. I didn't even really try to go out too much. You know, I stayed home, stayed here quite often throughout the week and everything like that. But when I did see some people recognized me and everything. They were pretty encouraging for the most part, you know. If people have, you know, certain choice words, I haven't really heard any.
And you're friends with Greg Little, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's going on with him on the field, do you think? I mean, he's had two rough games.
I'm not really sure. You know, he's definitely a great wide receiver. He's got a great work ethic and doing everything he could possibly do to help this team win. And, you know, it's probably just a rough game for him, like you said, just something you have to overcome and persevere through. And he'll be back in his old self playing good, making big plays.
Josh, you know, you talk about, you know, making the adjustments to not make mistakes. Yet we haven't talked to you about, you had that speeding ticket, I think mm-hmm. you're going 98 or something like that. Mm-hmm. How does that happen when you try to put out a new image?
I mean, when stuff like that happens, you know, I mean, people get speeding tickets, so you speed a little too much, you know. It's just something I had to deal with and something, a mistake I made that I definitely shouldn't ever do again.
I mean, 98 miles an hour, that's not just... You know,
it's
inching over.
It's a little hard to you know, to gauge the speed. It might jump from 70 to 80 to 90 sometimes in a faster car. I drive a pretty fast car, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, Josh, regarding, you know, that situation, do you feel like, you know, that and the suspension and all those things rolled into one have helped you kind of turn over a new leaf a little bit and kind of get it all together?
It definitely has. You know, like I said before, just being taken away from it, you know, it's a humbling experience for me, you know, and you find an appreciation for the game. You know, the absence of it makes the heart grow fonder in a sense, you know, so that's really what it's about for me right now. So, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think you kind of were alluding to this earlier, but you feel like you're down to your last strike with these guys?
With Cleveland?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a last chance opportunity for, you know, for the league, you know what I'm saying? Nobody just wants a problem. You know, problematic type of person on their program, on the organization because of how it perceives to be, you know. So I definitely want to stay away from any controversy as, you know, as long as I can forever, you know. So that's definitely my number one priority.
If anyone of meaning has sat down and had a heart to heart with you regarding that, about what you stand to lose here?
Yeah, I mean, mostly it's just been, I talk to my family, you know, my brothers. I confide in my brothers, my mother, you know, a lot, you know. It hurts them just as much as it hurts me, and they want to see the best come out of me, and they know what I'm capable of doing and possibly becoming, you know. But so when I upset them and I let them down, you know, it impacts me a lot harder than probably somebody else talking to me about it, you know. So.
Josh, just, you know, I think last year, Mike Holmgren and Heckert and those guys and Pat Shurmur, they were really kind of got on you to stay, you know, on the straight and narrow. Do you miss that guidance?
I feel as though the guidance is really put on myself at this point. You know, nobody should be a, you know, a caretaker for me at this point in my life. You know, should just be seen as a grown man, be taken, have the responsibility for the actions I'm taking, you know, and I have to look at it that way. I can't really just expect to have somebody there for me to always be in my ear to tell me to do this and do that. You just got to know right from wrong.
Beyond the league point, which you spoke out pretty well as far as your chances, do you have to regain trust in this locker room for these guys? Because they depend on you, knowing what kind of playmaker you can be, but can they trust you?
I hope that the trust is still there from before, but I mean, it's something I'm definitely going to have to earn back, I believe, you know, through making plays and just you know, showing how hard I can go out there, practice during the game, you know, being committed to it, you know, as a whole, not myself, but just everybody, we need trust together, you know. So it's a big commitment thing for me, and they have to see that in me.
How happy are you to have this behind you and just be able to talk football now?
I mean, it's a big deal. You know, I know it was a looming, you know, type cloud just behind me of negativity. So I'm glad to be back on, you know, back on the field, and hopefully more people can focus on that now.
Hey, Josh, has Jim Brown talked to you about any off-the-field issues?
He has not. Jim's a great guy. Talk with him a few times, but we haven't talked about anything personal like this.
As far as football, I know you said that, you know, we'd be shocked to see how much you guys are going to be running down the field in this offense. We haven't really seen, you know, it a ton so far. Do you think you're the missing link in the vertical downfield part of the passing game?
Like I said before, I can't just say it's myself or anything like that. I definitely want to go out there and help, you know, any way I can to go 100%. You know, at this point, you know, the guys just struggled through these last two games, and it's early in the season. It's a long season, and I definitely think the rhythm will get there and it'll get clicking, you know, with or without me, you know what I'm saying, being the reason why. But I think it's just one of those things. You have to regroup and learn and just go back and see what happened wrong to get the new things right, you know. So.
Let's
give him a couple more guys.
Have you studied the Minnesota tape a little more coming up? Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Have you studied the Minnesota tape a little more since you know this is your first game coming up?
I had a chance to look at it, you know, but for the most part, I've been studying with these guys, you know, so I got about just as much opportunity to look at it early as they did going home on my iPad and stuff like that, you know. So, but in here, I study what they study week by week. But I did get to see them. I watched the game and did get to see a little bit of the film. I did. So.
Hey, Josh, are you at the point where you would face that year long banishment with the next fail or the next violation of the substance abuse policy?
Am I at the
Are you at the point where the next thing would be year banishment?
I think that's what it is. I believe so.